Okay, I call the May 21st, 2019 regular board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and note the time.
It's 7:02. Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Here.
Commissioner Ludden?
Here.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Here.
President Brooks?
Here. Okay, consent agenda items A through C are routine. Recommended motion. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda item?
No.
Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. It's our practice not to address questions at this time. We will take comments under advisement. Please limit those comments to 3 minutes per person. Is there anyone here who would like to speak? All righty. Then we will move to the recognition of retiring again. Once again, a retiring commissioner. I'm going to first recognize former commissioners in the audience. Please stand and state your name.
To be fair, this is kind of a reason to have an audience.
I think it's just kind of cold outside and so forth. So, okay. And I don't know, do we have a representative from the caucus this evening?
That's my thought.
Yep. Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Could you just let us just state your name?
Bart Schneider.
Thank you, Bart.
Thank you for your dedication and your service to the caucus.
And now, if any audience members would like to speak, or commissioners, that would be nice in recognition of our Mr. Campbell. I mean, I'll start. So we had this position where the situation where Steve Gaines, a lively personality, was leaving, and we needed to fill it for a little bit of time. And I think the burden fell to me. So there were applications that came in, and I was to. But I thought, well, that's ridiculous. I don't want to take on the role of the caucus. The caucus does a phenomenal job. Under-recognized and underappreciated, caucus does a phenomenal job. So I didn't want to interfere with that. So I started thinking, what we really need is someone who knows what they're doing, who's done this before. And simultaneously, I had a meeting with Lisa, and we both at the same time said, "Oh, Bob Campbell." So sorry, it was and you know, my memory of working with you is that you encapsulated some of the really important qualities of a good commissioner. You're not a bully. You're articulate. You're kind, and you're reasonable. So those things being all, and we so appreciate that you were willing to do this, and not for any reason other than to just really serve the community, because that's what it is. There's no really other benefit than that. So you've done exactly what we had hoped you would. You stepped in there seamlessly. You knew exactly how this worked, and you participated generously. And I personally really thank you, because it could have been a very difficult situation for us. So thank you.
Second, all of that was really nice you said, and it was a very seamless transition, which was really nice. We appreciate that you stepped in to do that.
I first met you at a historical society event in the Community House, and you encouraged me to become involved in the village and along through the caucus process. And so you're partially responsible for me being here, and I want to thank you for that. And in addition, I especially want to thank you for providing a great historical perspective on several of our actions. It was really valuable to me to see how other boards approach the problem, whatever problem we were looking at. And I really appreciate that they were a good, solid contribution. Thank you very much.
I feel I'm just repeating what others have said, but I certainly appreciate about your thoughtfulness and your consideration of issues, your ability to weigh both sides and to be the pros and cons and realize that neither side is completely wrong or completely right. Several times your ability to your past service on board has come in helpful as it was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, preceded all of our service here on board. So you were able to remind us of things that we wouldn't have otherwise done. And they helped us make better decisions. So thank you again for filling in. And hopefully we won't be a call on you.
Thanks, Josh. But with that said, I probably will call on you because he's always been a great, if I have ideas or thoughts or I need some insight. Bob really does have a lot of history of Glencoe. He was involved in youth baseball. He's involved in so many aspects of the Glencoe Park District, and I really appreciated that thoughtfulness, and I know it could always bounce ideas off, and you would be honest and say, that won't work, or this will, or try this approach. And I love that. I really do. So in your tenure, just think, I mean, this time around, but your past service has set up the Park District I would say, greatness. You know, in the time since you've served, we are national gold medal finalists 3 times, including this year. We're become distinguished accreditation for the first time in our history. This year we built 3 playgrounds, fixed our parking lot, which seems like a little thing, but it's huge when you see the circulation of this and just the programs. And I believe you were part of the whole idea of this take center. It's really, we've seen it really take off and come to fruition. So for this time and your past work, I really thank you for all you've done, and we're really going to miss you. So,
but we'll keep seeing
him. You will.
Well, I'm going to really miss
him. No, because I have a couple committees I want him to work on.
Good.
So,
good.
I'm just saying.
What?
Peggy's over there now.
Well, okay, so now we're going to present and read resolution number 899. All righty here. A resolution honoring the commissioner's service of Robert W. Kimball, whereas Robert W. Kimball has given exemplary voluntary service to fill in as an unexpired term as park commissioner from September 11, 2018, to May 21, 2019, as Watts Advisory Group Chair. Whereas, in realization of his commitment of time, energy, and expertise to the betterment of services and facilities of the district, and whereas, through his service, he demonstrated leadership and contributed historical knowledge, contributing to a more efficiently run district, whereas, his contribution to the planning of Vernon Park, Old Elm Park, and Woodlawn Park will provide endless amounts of joy and memories for the residents of Glencoe. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Glencoe Park District Board of Commissioners, representing all the residents of the Park District, recognize the meritorious service of Robert W. Kimball and record it in the permanent records of the Glencoe Park District for all to see. This resolution shall be in full force and in effect immediately upon its passage.
We have to take a picture.
Oh, I'm going to
present it.
Oh, well, I think I'll present this in a minute.
I know, me too. Did I want out? They do. What?
They kind of
coordinate.
And Peggy does too. Yeah,
look at that. A 30-second timer?
No.
Whoa. One of those is going to be good. All right. You can take the roll call and you'll say something nice.
Okay.
You can do his comments.
Okay. So, I entertain a motion to approve Commissioner Service Resolution Number 899 for Bob Kimball as presented.
So moved.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
With pleasure.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
Does Bob get to vote on his own resolution?
Yes.
Commissioner Kimball?
Oh, go ahead. Okay, motion passes. Bob, would you like to say a few words?
Yes, I promise I will be in just a few words. I almost brought in this room of papers. I just have a few thoughts I'm going to share. Considering you had sort of gone through that experience. This is actually an extraordinary, fun experience. Coming back for a short period of time and doing it. The first 6 years I did it were very interesting for different reasons. I think we set up a district for a lot of success, but you guys really delivered on all fronts of it. And Lisa, Stephanie, Doug, and Josh, it's been a pleasure being on the board with you. You're all very thoughtful. I appreciate the way you tackled issues. The community can feel very proud that you're representing me because you spend the community and our money as taxpayers very wisely and thoughtfully. It's just been a great experience. And one of the things that has made it great is even if we didn't necessarily agree on a given subject in the meeting, walking out, we were typically talking about other things, you know, about your family was. This, and I believe me, you haven't had the experience, but it is a really lovely thing to be able to walk out and feel good about the people that you're making decisions for. From a staff standpoint, you know, I was here when we hired Lisa. That was the very best thing we did, and continues to be the best thing we did. I remember when I sat down with Cara, when I first became treasurer, I was actually treasurer for 3 years long, and I don't think anybody else has ever done that. Nor should they. I remember how we sat, and as she was educating me on the job, it dawned on me that because of the Taker Center, all the needs we have for, as a community, for the Glen Park Park District if possible. And it has come to pass. This has been a tremendous resource for the community, from the Park District, both financially, but also on the outreach that we make to the citizens of Glen Park. All the staff members have been fabulous since I've been here. Jenny, Aaron, I remember when you put up with me when I was president of the board for a year, and was writing things that, you know, and how you helped me through that process. I always appreciate the experience. Chris, you've embraced the role and have brought something that this art district really needed, which was not just a history of what we were, but what we could become. And as I've sat with you at the WATS meetings, et cetera, and listened to your knowledge, I just appreciate what you bring to us. And will continue to bring to us. Bobby, you've done a remarkable job in the time that you've been here. You weren't here when I left, so the first time, so I've just gotten to know you these last several months, but you're incredibly thoughtful, and you have a top-notch staff. And what people are doing here throughout the district is a direct tribute to you. We know how important you are to me. I also want to briefly mention Michael, who in the time that since he's been slated, has been very active, very thoughtful. Michael, we're really looking forward to seeing what you do as a commissioner. I've already told you I'm going to show up at least just to be so,
should help
you with your service that is coming up, and I know you're going to come back next job. And everybody, this has been really fun. I think we should build a park. I think we should be a dog park. And actually, every park would work
out.
Oh, jeez. I just got a few more right here. A few more right here. Thank you. Those kind words.
Okay, so at this time, to allow you to go on to your next phase of your evening, we're going to recess the meeting and reconvene in about 10 minutes and give us a chance to say goodbye.
All right. Hit record.
Thank you.
All right.
Here. Okay. We are going to jump right into the oath of office. Oh my gosh, it's us too.
Yeah, it's all of you guys.
Okay. Michael Covey, Dudley Onderdonk, and myself. We're going to do the oath.
Oh, I can do that here for you. I have to do you.
Do we have to do them separately?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you lucky doggy.
Do I stand up and then? Okay.
And oh I'll my put God, your, I forgot. I don't know.
Where's the Partisher catalog? That's our Bible.
Okay. Just anyways, the schedule.
Where's our code book? There we go. Hey, Scott. Okay. Just raise your hand. I, Lisa M. Brooks.
I, Lisa M. Brooks.
Having been elected to the office of Park Commissioner.
Having been elected to the office of Park Commissioner.
Of the Glencoe Park District, Cook County, Illinois.
Of the Glencoe Park District, Cook County, Illinois.
Do hereby solemnly declare and affirm.
Do hereby solemnly declare and affirm
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties
of the Office of Park Commissioner to the best of my ability.
Of the Office of Park Commissioner to the best of my ability.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lisa.
I can do this three times, huh? Okay. Oh, Michael, you're up next.
All right, so raise your hand. I'm Michael Covey. Having been elected to the office of Park Commissioner of the Glencoe Park District.
I've been elected to the office of Park Commissioner of the Glencoe Park District.
Cook County, Illinois. Do hereby solemnly declare and affirm. That I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of Illinois. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Park District Commissioner to the best of my ability.
Excellent.
Congratulations.
I, Dudley Onderdonk.
Having been elected to the office of Park Commissioner. Of the Glencoe Park District, Cook County, Illinois. Do hereby solemnly declare and affirm. That I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of Illinois. And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Park Commissioner to the best of my ability.
Okay, congratulations.
The first of many things you'll be signing, Michael.
Wants to see you make big your first big vote, you know. Okay. Yep, you're in election.
Okay. Lisa Shepherd, as board secretary, will conduct the election for the board president and then vice president.
As board secretary, it is my pleasure to open nominations for president of the board. Are there any nominations for president?
I'd like to nominate president for the second term, Lisa Brooks, and I guess we need a second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay. Hearing no further nominations, the nomination for president are closed. Roll call voting approving Lisa Brooks as president, as park board president. That's me. that would be me. Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Mr. Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
All right, as board secretary, it's my pleasure to open nominations for vice president of the board. Are there any nominations for vice president?
Yes, I nominate Stephanie Vaughn.
Second.
Any other nominations? Hearing no further nominations, the nomination for vice president are closed. Roll call, a vote approving Commissioner Boren as Park Board Vice President. Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, madam. Okay, the new president.
Okay,
so I move to appoint,
hi guys.
Appoint brand new commissioner Michael Covey, not Covey, correct? Covey?
Yep.
Okay, as treasurer. Robert Bush of NSL Glink, Diamond Bush. Okay, I can't read the...
Pardon me?
Actually, it's just Ansel
Glink. Oh, it's just Ansel Glink now. They changed
it. Oh, Ansel Glink.
Thank you. I'm sorry, we didn't change that.
Robert Bush of Ansel Glink as general legal counsel and ethics officer. Lisa M. Shepherd as secretary to the board executive director. Dudley Underdonk as representative to the Glencoe Plan Commission. Lisa M. Shepherd and Jennifer Runkel as Freedom of Information Act officers. And Dudley Underdonk as representative to the Glencoe Sustainability Committee. Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call. Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner, President Brooks?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay. Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So now I will proceed with the appointments. as discussed previously, we do have the Finance Committee of the Whole, Special Projects, Personnel, and Policy. There's only five of us, so it's really all of the committees are committees of the whole. And while Michael, you are chair of the Finance Committee, it's the Committee of the Whole, so we're all on that. So rather than naming all of these positions, I would just say that it's Committee of the Whole all the way through. Everybody seems to turn up for everything anyway, unless we have some kind of a conflict. So I will leave it at that. The appointments to the Glencoe Beach Lakefront Advisory Committee, the chair, Commissioner Lutton, agreed to serve again as chair of that. The Early Childhood Advisory Group, Commissioner Boren consented to again chair that. The Watts Advisory Group.
That was you.
I will chair that. And NSSRA, which will be Lisa Shepherd. Yes, okay. So, moving on to the financial report, Carol?
Sure. We're still only 2 months into the fiscal year, so again, it's a little hard to see patterns that are forming. I would like to point out, from a perspective of the fitness department, the changeover in primarily annual memberships to monthly memberships. Now we're just getting the monthly fee, $29, or... for a resident fee coming in, so we're not seeing it all hit the books in the month that we're taking the money in, so that'll be kind of we'll probably catch up the more we get into the year, but right now there was a deficit showing for fitness. We also had a large contractual payment, I believe it was for one of the independent contractors, was for $2,000 that came out of this month too for April, so just something to be aware of. Beach passes, we probably won't see anything come through until the month of May. Weather's been kind of cold, not really the type of weather that we look to really make an impact, but we did have a good, I think, surge before the deadline went in earlier in the month. So, you know, it's always weather at this point in time. Last year, if you remember, the weekend of Memorial Weekend was really hot.
Yeah.
Very busy.
Mm-hmm.
So one weekend like that could make a big difference, especially early on. We tend to really pick up in August, late July, when the weather's a little bit more consistently hot. So it's more of a waiting game at this point. Yeah, I just wanted to prepare you because last year was, last Memorial Day was 90 degrees and it was packed. So we don't foresee that happening this weekend. So you'll see the ebbs and flows based on weather for opening weekend. So
are we opening Friday or?
Open Saturday officially,
but it is supposed to be.
Well, Saturday's supposed to be. Isn't it? Supposed to be
thunderstorms.
Thunderstorms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We're prepared for opening,
right.
But
okay.
Staff's going through training and stuff. We just want to prepare you for that.
And also, too, on the bottom there, where it says rec admin and take up, you see a surge in expenses.
Yeah.
Remember that also includes the transfer to Fund 69. So this year, we do it every April. This year, it's I think. 700,000 and last year was only, no, it was 700 last year, it's a million this year. So,
any questions?
Question?
Yes.
I noticed in the parks department the expenses are up a little bit. Is that because of increased staffing in that program?
No. No, that's due to the timing of doing some projects earlier on with the better weather. Mm-hmm. So, we did not add any new full time staff. Starting with the new fiscal year, that was last year.
Okay.
So that's primarily the timing of projects with Chris's staff, current staff.
Any other questions?
Okay, let's move on to staff reports. Let's start with business.
Yes, we actually received the first draft of the audits yesterday, so I just want to give you a heads up that both the committee meeting in June, we're going to get a presentation from Eric Anderson, our current bond consultant, as far as looking at capital monies down the road and what our availability is to issue debt. And then committee meeting right before the regular board meeting in June to discuss by our managing partner, Ron Amon, the results of the audit. So everything looks really good. I just haven't had a chance to go through the draft yet. At this time.
Did we want to start that earlier, like 6:30 if we can?
Yes, for the audit discussion.
Is it possible to start the June meeting at 6:30 as opposed to 7 so we can have the audit review? Does that work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
It would be like a finance committee, the whole meeting starting at 6:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know if that's true?
That's June.
With the board meeting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
June board meeting. Yeah.
June board meeting.
Okay. We'll send the calendar invite to everybody. So thank you.
Carol, could I request that the June meeting when Eric presents that we have a copy of the...
Absolutely. Yeah, he had already asked us if you want in advance, and I think the more we can give to you to...
Yeah, we did
that's
talk
at the June 4th meeting.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay. Rec and facilities.
Yeah, as we said, we're getting ready for this weekend. All hands on deck down there. Boat has been open 2 weekends. Not a lot of sailing going on with the weather. So camp mode as well. We have CPR first aid training tonight. We had it last week. So it's a lot of trainings, a lot of staff meetings, a lot of planning for camp, but we're looking good.
I actually have one question. Do you have the lifeguards go into the water even though it's this cold? Can you describe that?
Thursday, yeah.
It's cold.
They just have to go in?
Yep. We do provide wetsuits.
So oh, do they wear them?
Yeah, PPE.
Wow.
People go in the water this time of the year, so people are going in the water, our lifeguards are going in the water. So.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
But we also do some training at Wilmette, right?
Yes, yeah, so we just had the full guard training this past weekend in the outdoor pool at Wilmette.
That's heated.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
Real.
Two full days. We partner with Wilmette to do our trainings.
Just because the air has been so cold, it seems.
But luckily, this weekend,
difficult.
It was a little bit warmer on Saturday.
Yeah.
The day.
You know, we're careful about it. We don't spend all day in the pool. We take breaks. We have wetsuits. And we provide coats for the staff. And they're welcome.
Okay.
Any other questions for Bobby?
So the 72 children on the wait list for early childhood.
Yes.
Do you have any breakdown at all or any kind of average if those are residents or non-residents and what age those kids are?
So there's 25 infants.
Oh.
Yeah. So as we talked about when we expanded the program, there's a lot of bottlenecks. We have to be really careful about when we let people in. So the infants per DCFS have to leave at 15 months. So we time them so that they'll be able to leave the correct time. But when they go into the next group, the kids in that group have to go to the next one. So to answer your question, there's 25 in the infant, and that's really stemming the major bottleneck right now. I don't know the exact breakdown on non-resident residents, but I can find out and let you know. It changes because we give priority to current families and residents, obviously. So the wait list grows with more non-residents and more residents and current families, which are most residents do get in.
Right.
So if only 25 infants, there's 50 other people.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
And if we do expand by one more class, we'd almost have to expand by, I think, 4 more classes with the bottleneck.
Oh, because then you'd have this bubble in the middle. Oh, interesting.
And we also have to have rooms with toilets for certain ages, so it's not as easy as just having an empty room.
Which we don't have anyway.
Which we don't have anyway.
But it's something that we definitely have to look at in the future, because we see the demographics changing, more people wanting full-day care, full-day preschool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep on looking at that
and
problem.
As the reputation
grows,
develops in the community, then that certainly...
Less availability of nannies or wanting to have nannies.
But
so
it certainly does justify opening an infant program, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
But
it is
almost
definitely
scary how much the need there is.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it could be just because the economy is so good, finding a nanny is hard.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Mm-hmm. Or they chose not to have a nanny because they want the socialization for their children.
I think there's more data that says,
that's
another way to do things. Okay, anything else? All right, marketing communications. Erin.
We are really excited to start playing with Autocross this summer. We have summer t-shirts. You should be getting our Best Most Glencoe JU.
Oh, that's so cute.
And in 12 of our parks plus the Take-Up Center, there will be signs. It's a scavenger hunt.
Swearing in book.
So it's a lot of questions about sustainability that they have to go to the park and find the answer to. And the parks will also have a little container with the booklet in it. So it'll be going all summer long, and then they get a prize when they bring it back to the Take-Up Center.
They take their signs.
Which Gus is right back there.
It's a great program. It's introducing sustainable measures to the community while getting kids out to our parks, and so it's kind of a mixture of two things.
And it's also introducing our mascot, Gus, who hasn't really been introduced
much. So, Gus will be out.
So the staff will be wearing this summer at our special events. Perhaps Gus will be there as well. Very exciting. This was a really cool project, and we're really excited to roll it out. Cooperation with Parks Team and Rec.
That's cool.
Yeah. Excited to see this go. All of our staff will be trained about it as well.
Okay. I love that.
So, hoping to have a good participation.
Any questions or comments?
Great. Yeah. Sustainability is good.
Yes, it is.
Good. Yeah. I like that. All right, and finally, always last, but the safety. But why do we always... Parks and Maintenance. Yeah. I always skip you.
Okay.
That's okay.
Sorry.
The only thing I have to add is not in my report is that we are currently out today on the new Take-It Playground, as well as park pathway resurfacing throughout the park. More information will be coming soon.
I would just like to add again, this spring has been extremely challenging for both the park and rec side of things. Parks trying to keep up with the demands in the parks and our facilities and our athletic fields and our athletic courts. And Chris and his team have been doing a really great job prioritizing tasks and getting those done, along with Bobby, who's been working very well with soccer and baseball, just evaluating field conditions and then rescheduling a lot of games and making sure, if at all possible, they're up and playable. So I think this has probably been by far our best season working with both of the organizations, baseball and soccer, and just making sure that we work together and communicate together and have a positive outlook. So if you see out there, they're getting on those fields when I never thought it would be possible to get on those fields, and that's just a testament to, first of all, the improvements we've made on those fields to make it not easier, but ability to get on faster, and then the amount of time they spent on those, you know. So it's hard because there's a lot of demand for our very small park staff this time of year, and we have to really prioritize what it will impact the most type of residents. For example, we have one pier in town, so we have to make sure that pier's up and ready for opening day, which it is. The railings will be painted this week, and then and the baseball field, and so they really have to prioritize. But they'll eventually get to all the pads, their spring pass, and move forward. So they've been doing a really good job on that. So thank you very much.
What's the feedback been? I mean, the last 2 weeks, I was getting more comments and complaints than I was about the beginning of the season. Have you heard from the Baseball Association or from
your parents? Yeah, we just got a phenomenal thank you from baseball. You have to understand, we've also had a lot more rain. So we can't work miracles. We when it rains a lot, we can't get them on the field to play that day. It's just impossible. So no.
Because that was, and this is what you taught us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got this comment. Well, can't you just? It was sunny all afternoon. Can't you just throw some?
Can't you just? Yeah.
So I got accosted like 3 times, actually like dropping Ava off. But I explained that to them, and that that seemed to make sense. But I didn't know I told them to talk to the baseball team.
Yeah, here's
the feedback from the leadership staff of GBA.
I got this. I just got this email from the guys. I just wanted you to thank you again for the amazing effort from your team. This past weekend was bad weather, and thanks to GPD, we were able to play almost all the games. Only ones we canceled were due to rain, thunder during the game. I've gotten many comments from other parents about the great things that are going on. I want to make sure to let you know it's all the Park District. I'd let them know it's all the Park District. As a resident parent and board member, I'm really appreciative of everything you guys are doing. And that was from the board, the baseball president. So those are the leadership, so they understand.
They also posted a similar message on their Facebook page.
Yeah, so I don't know the parents who think it's almost impossible if it rains 2 to 3 inches that day. There's no way they're going to get on that. Or that morning, there's no way. I don't care if there's sun for 2 hours. People have unrealistic expectations on that.
Perfect.
And they have to understand if they go on the fields too soon, that will kind of knock them out for playing for a couple days. So they've been really good at working together. So we'll just continue to educate people, but I think our relationship with baseball has been wonderful.
That's good.
So maybe their communication to some of those parents.
Yes. I think they've been doing a great job too, but maybe the coaches haven't been passing it down also. So
encourage them to communicate with the coaches who can then speak with the parents.
Yeah, I was happy to see it on their Facebook page, so that went a long way. So
that's
we're not gonna please everybody all the time because in fact someone had said, oh, can't we just put tarps on there? And they said, well, can't you just tarp the infield so that we can play?
Like you do it at
baseball
field.
And
I don't understand.
So it takes when the there's water on the infield, it would take like 30 guys to pull off that tarp.
Yeah.
But sometimes we have to explain that. Did you know if we did that, it would take 30 guys, and we don't have 30 guys to pull off infield tarp. So
I think it's the parents who aren't as involved. They're just the parents who get the disciplined kids. And they're not getting that communication because they're not heavily involved. But it's good to hear.
And it's so good for kids to understand and learn that not everything is under their parents or their own control. And so it's all part of their learning experience.
Learning, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, two more questions.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So you said the turf restoration was done at Woodlawn. So does that mean, when did you say that's subsequent? Two people asked me about it.
No, we'll be working on it here in the next few weeks.
Okay. Again, those are one of those projects that get shut down because of the weather.
The weather, yeah.
And the pier.
And the pier. Mm-hmm. And getting baseball ready.
So are the contractors are done? They did what you wanted them to do? Okay,
yes,
so that's finished.
They met the standards that we set forth.
Okay.
We've done our restoration, and now we just got to wait for things to green up, and we'll be working on the fence here in the coming days to get some good weather.
Good. Okay. I passed by and did see kids on little bikes taking that loop, which was sort of the imagined use of it. Oh my gosh. So a lot of kids on that playground.
You have another one?
Anything else? Let's move to safety and wellness.
Okay, in the behind my report, you'll find the Proderma, just promoting wellness, that kind of the update for the Glencoe Park District. So and their annual report. So I encourage you to read that information from Proderma. Other than that, the safety committee. Do you have anything else to add?
Training.
Oh yes, we did. In cooperation with public safety, we did active shooter training with management staff and then with the early childhood staff. So while you never like to have those kind of training, it was very thought-provoking and led to a lot of discussion. And that's really what you want with that type of training, so people start thinking about it and talking about it, what they would do in those instances. So it was a very beneficial training and a great cooperation. Anything else? I think that's it for safety.
Yes, good.
Okay.
Okay, so, Lisa.
All right. I'm very excited and proud to announce that we, for third year in a row, are the 2019 National Gold Medal finalist for our population category, which is 30 and under. We never take it for granted that we will become a finalist. It's very, very tough to even get to this level to be a finalist, and we are again for the third year in a row. So I think they've announced the other categories. So what we're doing now is that we'll be working on our video. We have to do a 5-minute public service. What?
It's due June 3rd.
June 3rd. So we have, luckily we have a lot of footage that we're using from the previous years, is adding different things. What's really nice is every time we look at doing this, or same with distinguished accreditation, is that we look at how we can do things better and how we can really meet those pillars from NRPA, that social good. So we've really looked at how we tell our story, first of all, and what we could do to improve and to become one of those top-tier park districts. And this year is no exception. So we look forward to seeing that video, which we'll let you know about. So very proud of that. So big hand, a round of applause for the team for that one. So thank you. On May 30th, we'll have our summer all-staff training. We have a speaker, Daryl Harris. If anybody would like to attend that, you're more than welcome. And we're doing really good on our summer camp hiring and lifeguard beach hiring and training. All the staff is really busy over the next couple weeks getting their staff ready to go for the summer. Put on your calendar, Woodlawn Parkapalooza. That's what we're calling the official opening of Woodlawn. We decided to do it on a Wednesday right after school, 4 to 5:30. And I'm sorry, I know that's really hard for your schedules, but we thought we'd capture the kids after school right away and drum of excitement for that. So that's, we're hoping for some warm weather for that day, hopefully by June 5th, right? You would think it would be warm. On Monday, this coming Monday, Memorial Day, just a reminder that the Village of Glencoe and the Patriotic Committee does their traditional Veterans Day event at 11 a.m. at Veterans Park. Lisa Brooks will be representing the Park District at that event. We encourage all you to go. If it is bad weather, we move it here to take us. So look for that. Which Carol already talked about. I was wondering if, in regards to our July committee meeting, would we want to move it from July 2nd to July 9th because of the 4th of July weekend? Does that matter at all to you?
No, I think that would be nice to do it after the 4th.
Is that okay for everybody? July 9th? Okay.
Yeah.
Jenny, can you make note of that and change that meeting?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a little easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. The board requested I form a dog park feasibility task force, which we are in the process of doing right now. We've had a lot of feedback wanting to be on the committee, many more than 10. So probably at that June committee meeting, we'll go through and you can decide on the 10 committee members. We put it on social media. We sent letters to the surrounding neighborhoods of all the parks that were listed here. It's been in the newspaper, so we've had I think the public knows about it now. So we'll just evaluate if there is a feasible stop in Glencoe, and if not, if there's anything else we can do to make that relationship between dog and dog owners, or look for that a possibility. So about that, I think that is really all I have. That's all I really have.
Speaking of July 4th,
yes.
Is the park district going to have a float?
Oh, okay, so thank you for asking. Yes, we are, and we would like the board to actively participate in that float.
Yeah.
which means
we really
want you to hand out candy. So for your daughter could sit on the float and
she
wave.
She went to the house and she said she, if you need help building it, she
help
to
building it. Okay, we'll remember that. That's well, the building it might be a little but maybe yes. So we are doing a float, it'll be a park theme. Obviously. So we're working on that, right, Chris? Loved it. And what we'd like to have is all the board members walk behind and hand out candy to all the kids. So if your kids would like to be in the parade to help out candy too, they're more than welcome to. And we'll have tie dye shirts for everybody to
How about my kids will be home on the floor.
Will they? So they can call
home shirts
and hand out candy. Sure, they would love to.
Oh,
so yeah, the 4th of July is we're working with the village to make it bigger and better than ever. So the parade will end up in Lakefront Park, and we have the bands all lined up. We'll have a beer garden this year for food trucks and things like that. So we're excited. A little more fireworks to celebrate the party. So, yeah. Okay. So we'll keep that in mind for decorating. Okay. Kind of we have power tools involved and things like that. So we'll see.
What time is this?
The parade is, Bobby, is it 2?
3.
Later, yeah.
It's a little bit later, yeah.
Because it's normally.
Yeah, then we get later to hopefully keep people in the park afterwards.
Yeah, because it was hard to get people there for the food truck.
Yeah, so we're trying to hopefully, that's the whole,
Okay.
And then entertainment will start right away and we'll have games and things like that. So, good question. Thank you.
Okay. Well done. Anything else? Okay. So we will move to action items. I entertain a motion to approve resolution number 900, bank depository relationship with BMO Harris Bank, as presented.
Stephanie.
Any discussion? Is there any discussion on this? No? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
Okay.
The motion passes. Okay, so I entertain a motion to approve the lowest responsible bidder, L. Marshall Roofing and Sheet Metal of Glenview, Illinois, for base bid A, B1, B3, for a total of $103,950. With $13,165 remaining for contingency as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yes. What? Okay, wait. On the agenda, I guess it says what roof this is.
It's the
Watts.
It's Watts? Yeah.
Yeah, and the flat roof on Tega.
Okay.
No.
The flat roof on Community Center, the Watts Community Center over the program room, and the lobby.
Oh, okay.
It's
just for Watts, and it's a budgeted item.
Okay, I thought it was sort of weird that it was two buildings, and it isn't. Okay.
Yeah,
it's a state ticket Watts. Okay. So that's not that bad.
There's work at Ticket and at Watts in the bid. So it's painting the eaves and finishing the work we started last year on the 1920 building here, and then painting the eaves and making repairs at Watts as well.
Is that remediation of the lead paint also, so it's specifically some process they have to go through that isn't just painting. Okay.
Yes.
All righty. Anything else?
It's not a roof replacement, it's a coating.
It's a replacement.
So they tear off the old and the
fall? Actually, what they're going to do is to be more sustainable, they're going to clean the current membrane and then they basically cut it. And they put new insulation down right on top of it. So you capture the old roof as part of your building insulation, and then we'll have a new white roof put on the building, which currently the roof is black. So the white roof will help us with our energy costs as well, and the old roof will act as insulation on the facility as well.
Huh.
So with my sustainability hat on, it's both more energy efficient because you're adding insulation, correct?
Correct.
And it's white, right?
Correct.
Right, so that has a higher reflectivity. So that's number two, sustainability.
And we're not throwing the old roof in the garbage.
Yeah, that's the really big one for now. At some point, it gets too heavy to just keep adding.
Yeah.
But we're not anywhere near that. No, it never does. It's not that heavy.
No, it's like a piece of cardboard.
Oh, right. Very good. Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. Is there any other business?
No.
All right. There is no reason to enter into closed session today. I entertain a motion to adjourn. Okay, roll call vote, please.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion passes.
All right.
Thank you.